Okay, today's daf is Makos Daf Chav Gimel. Today's share is once again sponsored by Avishai and Elishev and Numen Lizchusser for Shalema, for Chaim Naftali Ben Frimit Freda, as well as for Sarah Freda Bas Chaya. They should both have Rafur Shalema Besoch Shar Chalei Yisrael. So today we're learning Daf Chav Gimel. We're holding at the Mishnah, the last Mishnah on Daf Chav Bezam and Bez, where the Mishnah finally is going to describe to us how Malkus happens, what exactly the procedure is to give somebody Malkus. Then the Gemara on the top of Chav Gimel Amar Aleph is going to have four different statements of Rav Lozer ben Azariah, of Rav Sheshes in the name of Rav Lozer ben Azariah, the first of which has to do with Malkus, the next three that don't, but are just mentioned because they're all Rav Sheshes Mishum Rav Lozer ben Azariah. Then the Gemara is going to discuss some of the details of the whip, which part of the whip is made of donkey skin and why it would be made of donkey skin, how the whip could fit different sized people when they had to whip different sized people. Then we're going to have a machlokas, what kind of person would be the person to do the whipping in the Beis Din. Would you dafka get a strong person, a smart person? Then the Gemara is going to discuss what each of the Dayanim do during the Malkus. There are three Dayanim. What's the role of each of the Dayanim? Then in the bottom of Amud Aleph, we're going to have a Mishnah where we're going to discuss whether Chayavei Krisus, people who are Chayav Kares and receive Malkus, become Pater from their Kares through receiving Malkus. The Mishnah is also going to have four separate Agadic teachings that we're going to have in this Mishnah, and then the Gemara is going to discuss whether we paskin that Chayavei Krisus Shalaku are Nifturu Mikrisasa, and those Chayavei Krisus that kept Malkus in fact become Pater from their Kares. Then the Gemara is going to list three different places where Bezin Shalmaila was maskim to something that was decided in Bezin Shalmata, and three different places where Ruach HaKodesh seem to have appeared. It's an interesting idea that we would know when Bezin Shalmaila, the Gemara is going to question that. Did someone go up to Bezin Shalmaila to figure out that Bezin Shalmaila, how exactly do we know that? And then at the very end of the daf, we may not get to it today, but at the very, very end of the daf, we have probably one of the most famous Ma'amari Chazal in all of Shas, and that is that there are 613 mitzvos in the Torah. It doesn't say that in Chumash, obviously doesn't say that. That's a Ma'amar Chazal tucked away here at the end of Maseches Makos. So let's begin with the Mishnah on Daf Chav Beis and Beis. Says the Mishnah, Ketzad Malkano, so how do we actually do the Malkus? Kofish Teyadav Ala Amud Helach Vehelach, we tie his two hands to a post, one on each side, V'chazna Knesses Ochiz B'Bugadav, the Chazna Knesses, the guy who works for Beis Din, grabs his clothing, im nikru'u nikru'u, and if they tear, they tear, v'im nifrimu nifrimu, and if they totally shred, they shred, atju megala es libo, till the point that it exposes his lave. Va'eva nesuna me'acharav, and there's a stone behind him, Chazna Knesses, omer elav, that's like a pedestal that the Chazna Knesses stands on, uritzua biyado shel egel kfula, echel d'shnayim u'shnayim l'arba, and he has a calf skin whip that is doubled over twice. Ushtei ritzuos shel chamor olos v'yordos ba, and alongside the calfskin center of the whip, there are two ritzuos of a chamor that are shorter straps that go on each side of it. Yada tefach, the handle of the whip is a tefach. Urechava tefach, and the width of the whip is a tefach. V'rosha magas al pikreso, and the top of the whip should be able to reach over his shoulder all the way to his belly. Umaka uso shlish milafanav ushtayados mila achrav, and we hit him in three different spots. One third of the whips are in front of him, and two are behind him. Ve'enu maka uso lo omid v'lo yoshev elamota. We don't hit him while he is standing, nor while he is sitting. He's supposed to be leaning. Shenemar v'ipilu ashofet. V'ipilu ashofet teaches us that we knock him down, but not all the way down. He's supposed to be leaning, not standing or sitting. V'amaka maka biyado achas b'chol kocho. And the one who's doing the makos does it biyado achas with one hand and with all of his might. When you're swinging with two hands, it's harder to get all your strength into it. So with one hand, v'akore kore. And the one who is kore says as follows, im lo tishmor lasos. He reads the pasuk, im lo tishmor lasos v'chule, v'ifla shem es makosecha, es makos v'gomer, v'chozo l'tchilas ha-mikra. He reads over that pasuk, and if the whipping is still going on as he's reading the pasuk, he continues to go back to the beginning of the pasuk and repeat it over again, right? The full set of two psukim in Los Yisrael Nasos is called Divrei Torah Zosak Suvim B'Sefer Azel Yiras Hashem Anichbad V'Anoraze Es Hashem Elokecha V'Hifla Hashem Es Makoscha V'Es Makos Arach Makos Gedolus V'Namonos V'Chloim Roim V'Namonim. That essentially says that someone who doesn't listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is what happens. This is what such a person gets. The Rivan over here writes V'Akari Kari Im Lotishmar Hamifshat Pshitlan Debay Kriya Kedamim B'Krisos V'Bikoris Tia B'Kriya Tehei Zalachi Ketani Hachav HaKorei. Meaning over here the Mishnah just makes an assumption that there is a Korei. Whoever said anything about a Korei? Shouldn't the Mishnah have first said that there should be someone that's Korei? Oh, and what does he read? He reads the following. We just go right into what does he read? What about the fact that there is a Korei? So says the Rivan, we've already worked that out in Maseches Krisos, that there is a Korei. So our Mishnah just has to describe what he is Korei. Ushmartim is Divrei Abris Hazos, and he reads the Pasuk of Ushmartim is Divrei Habris Hazos, which says Vasisimo Sam Lamantaskilu as Kol Asher Ta'asun, that you have to observe the Torah to figure out what to do, you have to learn the Torah. V'choseim, and then he reads V'urachum Yichaper Avam Le'eshkes Shir Balash V'apav Lo Ya'ir Kol Chamasol the Pasuk and Tillim V'choser L'tchilas Amikra V'imeis Tachas Yado Pater. If the person who's working for the Bezin is giving the Malkus and he accidentally kills the guy dies from the Malkus, then the guy who works for the Bezin who's giving the Malkus is Potter. Hosiflo Odutsua Achasumes Hareze Gola Aliado. But if he hits him one extra time beyond what he's supposed to hit him and the fellow dies, then he's Gola Aliado, then he's considered to be a Horig Beshogeg and he goes to Golos. Niskalkal Bain Berei Bain Bemayim Potter Rabido Amir Ish Berei Ve Isha Bemayim. If the person who's receiving the Malkus dirties himself, whether it be with ketanim or gedolim, whether it be with urine or he defecates, doesn't make a difference. Either way, it's so humiliating that would be enough to make him putter. From then on, he would not receive any further malchus. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it depends if it's a man or a woman. A woman, even if she just urinates, but a man, only if he defecates while he's getting the malchus, only then would he be putter from any further malchus. Now, the Rashash points out when we say Hosiflo Odutsua Achasumes Hareza Golal Yado, he quotes from the Bartanura, Kigon Tita'a Biminyana. We're talking about if he made a mistake in the counting of the lashes. Vumegmar the Parakamaniach di Lavachi have a show card of the Mazid. If he didn't make a mistake in the number and he just decided to give him one extra whip, so that's a shogig car of the Mazid. That's not necessarily a shogig where he can get kapara through going to Galus. It's interesting also, the Gemara says, or the Mishnah really says, that when they would give him the Malkus, the Gadol Shabbatayanim would read the two Parshios from the Onshin Shabbat Torah, and he would conclude with the Pasuk of Uhurachum Yechaparavon Vleishchis Yerbolish Vapo Vlo Yir Kol Chamaso. Right? Those are the three sets of Pesukim that our Mishnah had identified. So the Torah writes in Simon Reish Lamed Zayin, when he discusses Tfilas Arvis, when he discusses Davening Mariv, that we say Uhurachum to begin Mariv. Why is it that we start Mariv with the Pasuk of Uhurachum? So he says that some say that the reason is Lufi Shayu No. It used to be that people would give each other malchus at Mariv as a way of getting a kapara for all of their sins of that day. And by malchus, you hope to achieve a kapara. So they would say v'hurachum, which goes along with the malchus. And he says also there's a kesher between malchus and v'hurachum that we say it three times at the time of the malchus because there are 13 words in the pasuk. So three times the 13 words is 39, which is the number of Malkios that one gets. So he says, nowadays, we don't give each other Malkios anymore when we go to Mariv. It would be much tougher to get a minion for Mariv if we'd be whipping each other. So we don't give each other Malkios anymore when we go to Mariv. But nevertheless, the minhag of saying V'hurachum has remained in its place. And the idea that that's the reason why we say it is from the Sefer HaPardes of Rashi. And Beis Yosef says another reason is from the Kolbo. because all day a person sins. So in the evening, after sinning all day, you need a kapara. So we mentioned v'hurachu mi'chaperav, and that we daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us a kapara for whatever averos we've done during the day. The Torah then quotes another reason that we say it, because he says by shachris and mincha we already have a kapara. There's carbon tamid. Shachris and mincha are connected. The tamid shel shachar, the tamid shel ben arba'im, the carbon and shalom parmes v'seinu. The carbon tamid is what gives us a kapara. But by mariv there is no carbon tamid to be mechaper. So instead we say v'hurachu mechaper avon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us a kapara anyway. The Levush quotes that reason. And that's another reason. Now, based on these different reasons of why we say v'hurachum, it may be nafkamina lahalacha. The Torah writes in Or Chaim Sim Reish Samach Zayin that there are chiluke minhagim whether you say v'hurachum at Mariv of Shabbos, Friday night Mariv. He says the minhag svard is to say it, Ashkenaz, that we don't say it. So he says, based on the reason that it's for the malchus that a person receives, that they used to give each other malchus, so you understand why we don't say it on Shabbos, because you don't give malchus on Shabbos. And that's what the Sefer HaManeg writes, and that's what the Eliyahu Rabbi writes. But according to the second reason, that you say it because we can't bring Karbanos Tamid, and we need a Kapara, so then you would say it on Shabbos, because the Karban Tamid is brought even on Shabbos, so every Tefillah's Arvis of a day that would have a Karban Tamid, which is every single day, gets a Karban Tamid, so therefore you would say it even by Mariv of Shabbos. In the Matan Moshe, he gives another reason, al derech hasod, to say v'hurachum at Mariv, and he says dafka not to say it on Shabbos. He says there are three mamunim that are sholit b'gehenim. There are three officers of Gehenim. There's mashchis, af, and chema. So and the time of their shlita is during the time of Tfilas Mariv. So they are dan the rishayim at night, because they were chashuk b'maaseihem, that during the rishayim, during their lifetimes, their actions were very dark. So dafka at night, these three forces have shlita over the rishayim and gehenim. That's why we say v'hu rachum for those memunim, v'lo yashchis, that's mashchis, v'irbala shiva apo, that's af, that's the second, v'lo yair kol chamaso, that's chema. So that's why we dafka, that's al piso, that's what they suggest, we dafka say this at Mariv, when that's what's going on in Gehenim. So that's why we don't say it on Shabbos, because the Rishayim have menucha from Gehenim on Shabbos, there is no, they're not under the control of these memunim. The kolba is a different reason why we don't say v'hurachim on Shabbos, because it's a tchina, and in general, the person is not supposed to be shol tzrachav on Shabbos, because we're afraid, pen yisatzev, that he's going to become saddened when you start being shol tzrachav. You start thinking about all the things that you need. When you start thinking about all the things that you need that you don't have, you start to get depressed. So a person is not supposed to be shol tzrachav on Shabbos, so he shouldn't be sad on Shabbos. So that's why we don't say it. That's perhaps another reason why we don't say it on Shabbos. But it's just fascinating. Every single night at Marav, we say v'urachim. What's it based on? So it could be that it's based on this mission. And Maseches Malkus, that it has to do with Malkus. We would never even have thought of it, because we never thought of the idea that people give each other Malkus at Mariv. But apparently there used to be such a minhag. Okay, says the Gemara now. On the side, the Bach takes out the first three words of the Gemara. So we're going to have four statements of Rav Sheshes, the name of Rav Lozben Azariah. Number one, Am Rav Sheshes Mishum Rav Lozben Azariah. Minayli Ritzua Shei Shal Egel. How do I know that the Ritzua is made out of calf skin? Tetziv Arba'im Yakenu. Because the Pasuk says Arba'im Yakenu. And right near it, it says losachsum shor bedisho. So you see, it's a remez that the ritzua that we hit with should be made out of shor, which is made out of calf skin. Second statement: v'amar of sheshes b'shum of lozman azaria minayin li yavama shenafel lefnei mukas shchin shein chos minosa. How do I know that if yavama faces a yibum situation, but her deceased husband's brother is a mukashchin, and she's not interested in being married to a mukashchin, how do I know that we don't close her mouth, we don't stop her from a taina that she's not interested in the marriage? We don't say, oh no, you have to do it, you have to go through with it. We listen to her, and if she's not interested, she's allowed to say, no, I prefer to have a chalitza. You know, the Torah says that you do a chalitza. So and she's Yerekes Befanim. She says Kachi Yasalisha Shalivanas Beisachiv. So that chalitza patters from Yibum. But it sounds like it sounds like he's the one that's deciding not to do it. So we're saying that no, she can decide also not to do it. That's from those Sachsum Shorbedisha Remes. That's from Losachsum Shorbedisha. And Vesamachle Kiyeshu Achim Yachtav. That on the one hand the pasuk says Losachsum Shorbedisha, and right near it the pasuk says Kiyeshu Achim Yachtav, and one of them dies Uvenein Lo. So it tells us the basic requirement of Yibum in the first place. So you see that there's a relationship between Losachsum Shorbedisha and Yibum. Third statement, Vamrav Sheshim Shum Rav Elazar ben Azariya, Kala Mevaza Es HaMoadim, Kilu Ovid Avod Chavim. Anyone who's Mevaza the Moadim, who does Malacha on Kala Moed, it's as if he's Ovid Avod Zari. Dechsev, Elohim Aseicha Lo Sasalach, V'samach Lei Es Chag HaMatzos Tishmar. So you see that what does Avod Zari have to do with Es Chag HaMatzos Tishmar? Pasuk doesn't just say Es Chag HaMatzos Tishmar, it says Es Chag HaMatzos Tishmar Shivas Yamim Tochal Matzos. So it's as if it says Shivas Yamim, if you leave out the last phrase of Tochal Matzos, that for all 7 days one has to be shomer to make sure that one is not doing malacha asura on chalamoed. So that's why it's ki'ilu ovid avodah zarah. The halachos of chalamoed are somewhat complicated and they're detailed, and it's not as easy to learn as the halachos of yom tov. So that's something that a person has to be very, very wary of. I was just in the white shul on Thursday, and Rabbi Fine came over to me and he told me that he's giving a shiur in Moed Katan, and he said it's terrible that the Rabbanim aren't doing their jobs. No one knows Alach Shechal Moed, and he was giving it to me over the head. You have to teach Alach Shechal Moed better. People don't know. It's such an important thing. And if you're Mavaz and Mavados, Kilo Avid Avodah Zarah. Okay? So we have to learn those halachas. Fourth halacha, fourth statement of Rav Sheshim Mishum Rav Lozman Nazariah. V'amar Rav Sheshim Mishum Rav Lozman Nazariah, Kolam Asapra Lashon Hara, V'kolam Akabu Lashon Hara. Anyone who speaks Lashon Hara, or who accepts Lashon Hara, or call him a Kabbal Edu Sheker, someone who accepts Edu Sheker against someone else in Beis Din, Ro'i Lahashlicha L'Klavim, he deserves to be thrown to the dogs like a Trefa. Dechsiv, because the Pasuk says about Basar Trefa, L'Kelev Tashlichan Oso, V'samachlei, and the Pasuk right near there, the next Pasuk says, L'Sisa Shem Hashav, and it says, Al Tashas Yadcha Im Rasha Lios Eid Chama. So we see all three Yisurim in the Pasuk. L'Sisa Shem Hashav tells us not to be Mekabel Lashon Hara, and we also learn not to be Mesapra Lashon Hara, because it says L'Sisa Bakari Beinami, we could darshan as Lo Sasi, that not to give others Shem Hashav, don't speak Lashon Hara to other people. And from the fact that it says Al Tashas Yarchim Rasha Lios Eid Chamas, we learn not to be involved in Eidus Sheker. So all of these Yisurim are mentioned in connection to the Pasuk, or right near the Pasuk, or juxtaposed with the Pasuk of L'Kelef Tashlichon Oso. So that's where we learn that a person is Ra'i L'Shlicho L'Klavim if he violates these three Isurim. Ushtei Ritzuos, the Mishnah had said that there were two Ritzuos that are Olos V'Yardos Bo, that are right next to the calfskin Ritzua. Tana Shel Chamor. So we learned that in a brisa that those extra two ritzuos were made out of donkey skin. So kedarsh hu galilah alei d'Rav Chista, like a certain galilah darshin, a certain chacham from the Galil darshin by Rav Chista, that as follows: yada shor koneu v'chamar evus ba'alav, but Yisrael lo yada, that a shor knows his master, a chamar knows the feeding trough of his owner, but klal Yisrael, it's as if we don't know HaKadosh Baruch. Let the one who's makir evus balav, who knows who his master is, who knows the place where his master leaves food for him, and get payment, punished he who does not recognize the master who feeds him. So it's from our lack of recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that leads us to sin. So it mentions the shor as well, so we can learn also the ritzua shel egel from there, but we'd rather use it for the makor we had before of los saksum shor b'disho for ritzua shalegel, but this would be an additional remez to the idea of a ritzua shalegel. The Aruch Liner writes that once we darshan that the ritzua shalegel, we darshan smuchin for ritzua shalegel, we say that mishi yada shor koneu v'yifu mishi lo yada koneu over here as well, meaning once we're darshaning smuchim, so now we know that this drasha also works for ritzua shalegel. It's natural that this is an additional drasha for ritzua shalegel once we see that we're willing to darshan smuchim to teach us about the way that malchus would work. Okay, the Mishnah went on to say yada tefach, that the handle of the whip is a tefach and was also a tefach wide. So Amar Abayi Shema Mino Kol Chad V'Chad L'Fum Gabe Avdinan Lei, that we see from the fact that the Mishnah says that the Rosh HaRitzua, the top of the Ritzua, we don't mention this right now, but the Mishnah said that the top of the Ritzua reached till Pi Kreso, so reached the same part of the person's body no matter who the person was. So it sounds like we have a different size Ritzua for every person who's getting Malkus, because no matter how big or small the guy was, it reached the same part of his body. Samalei Rava Imke Nafshul Ritzua Stuva. That's crazy. We must have an incredible number of whips in Beis Din. If every single person, no matter what size, you know, you have one for a person who's 5'2" and 5'2½ and 5'3", you know, all the way through to the to the 7-footers. I mean, it's unbelievable. Salamarava Avkasa Isle Kiboy Mikterbe. No, it's an adjustable strap. When you need to, you tighten it. Kiboy, and when you need to, Mirapaba, you loosen it. They wouldn't have a million straps. They would have different straps. They would have one strap that could easily be tightened or loosened to fit the person that they're giving the malchus to. Malkinoso, we then went on to say that it's shlish milafanav and shtei yados mila acharav, 1/3 in front and 2/3 in the back. So minani mili, how do I know that the malchus are divided into three parts, the shlish milafanav and shtei yados mila acharav? So amrav kana damukra v'pilu ashofet v'yikiu lefanav kederish aso b'mispar. So we darshan from the pasuk lefanav kederish aso is risha achas milafanav, but shtei rishayos miachrav, that it's 1/3 in front, but 2/3 in the back. So we're mechalik the malchus into three parts. Ein malkino. So we then went on to say in the Mishnah, we don't hit him while he's standing, nor while he's sitting. Elamuta, only while he is leaning. So and the pasuk had said, and the Mishnah said, we learned that from the pasuk v'yipilu ashofet. So Amrav Chisda, Amrav Yochanan, minayin l'ritzua shimuch pelas. How do I know that the ritzua is doubled over? Shenema vihipilo, because the pasuk says vihipilo, so it's like al tikri vihipilo ela vihichpilo, as in kefel, that we double over the ritzua. The word v'ipilo is needed to teach us that we hit him while he's leaning, like it says in the Mishnah. How can we have a second drasha about the idea that the ritzua is doubled over from the same pasuk? No, because im kain, if the pasuk was only coming to teach me that we hit him while he's leaning, lichtov kra vayatehu, my v'ipilo shema minatarti. It should have just said vayatehu. What does v'ipilo teach me? So shema minatarti must be that it's teaching me two dinim, that the mashmas of the pasuk we learn shemateu, and from the fact that it says it in the lashon of hapala as opposed to mateu, so that's where we learn that you could be mach, they have to be machbil the ritzua, that you double over the ritzua. Hamakamad makabiyado, so we said he's makabiyado achas and bekol kocho. He uses one hand and he hits with all of his might with that one hand. So the Gemara brings a brisa about using kol kawach, or what kind of person we use to hit b'kol kocho. So Tan Rabbanan, ein ma'amid l'chazan in ella chaseirei kawach v'yaseirei mada. The guys who are doing the hitting in the basin should be people who are not, you know, very strong people. They should be people who are chaseirei kawach, weaker people, and chaseirei mada, and people who have extra intelligence to see what's going on. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afilu chaseirei mada v'yaseirei kawach. He says, no, you can even get like a buffoon, someone who doesn't understand anything. nothing, but he's very strong and will give these very powerful makos. So Amar Rava Kavased Rabbi Yehuda Mestavre. You know, it makes more sense like Rabbi Yehuda that you can have these very strong guys who do not have a great deal of intuition. Dichsiv Lo Yosef Pen Yosef, because the pasuk says you have to be careful not to hit him any extra. So Yam Bishlama, if you're going to say Chaseri Mada, that the people that are doing the malchus are even people who are Chaseri Mada, that's why the Torah has to be Mazurim, not to give him any more, because he's a Chaser Mada, it's very likely he's going to make a mistake. Eli'i Amrit Yaseri Mada, but if he's someone who's very intelligent, Mitzar Chasure, do you have to give such a person Asara, not to give him more than the guy deserves? Of course he'll know that on his own. Of course he's not going to give more than the guy deserves, because he's a Yaseri Mada. Rabbanan Ein Mizarz in El Mazuras. Rabbanan would say, no, everyone needs a little reminder. Adraba, a complete moron, it may not even help to tell him not to give extra. He's going to lose count. But someone who understands what's going on, so you have to be Mizaris him a little bit. Tanuk Shu Magbia Magbia Bishteyadav Ukshu Maka Maka Biyadavachas. When he lifts up his hands with the whip, he does it with two hands. But when he comes down, it's only with one hand. Kiyechi Delesimididei. So that the Maka will come from him with all of his Kawach. When you hit with one hand, the Maka is going to be much stronger. He'll get a much better swing when he swings with one hand than he would if he were swinging with two hands. In the back of the Gemara, the Cheshek Shlomo over here points out Lechora Tamua. He says, I don't understand. You know, what are we saying from the pasuk of Lo Yosef? We're deriving that it must be that we're using someone who's Chaser Mada, and that's why we need to warn the guy not to give extras. No, that pasuk is an Ashara that you're not supposed to assault other people. That's where we learn that you get malchus if you hit somebody stam outside of Bezdin. It's also an asara for makah avivimo. So what are we making extra drushos from this pasuk? He says v'ulay demakshet the sagi b'kra to lo Yosef l'chudei. Pen Yosef Lameli. Maybe our question really is not maybe the diuk is not from the pasuk of Lo Yosef. It's that it says two separate phrases in the pasuk. It says Lo Yosef and then Pen Yosef. So yeah, Lo Yosef is the ashara not to assault somebody. It's an ashara for Makav Vimo, so that you can have an onesh on Makav Vimo. And then you have and then Pen Yosef is what we're darshaning over here. However, he says b'makom macher kasavnu disre chani treichray chal da ashara l'chov b'chaver v'chal da Makav Vimo. He says the truth is these two psukim, one of them is needed for the asar of chavul b'chavero, the other one for makav v'imo. And he says that's why the Tosas Sanhedrin daf pehei ani ko haka, the Tosas asks heichi laki alav de lo Yosef havi lav shenit nasaras misas beizdin. Tosas asks Akasha, how can you get malchus for the love of Lo Yosef for assaulting somebody? It's a lav shenit nasaras misas beizdin. That's the ashara for makavimo, which is chayv misas beizdin. But if you understand that there are two separate asaras over here, there's Lo Yosef and there's Pen Yosef, so then you understand very well it's not a lav shenit nasaras misas beizdin. Only one of those phrases is nitan lasaras misas beizdin. So that's what the Cheshek Shlomo points out, that you have to sort of dissect the pasuk a little bit further. Okay, says the Gemara. Now we're at the two dots va kore kore. So the guy who's kore, who calls out the pasukim, so he is kore those psukim that we identified in the Mishnah. So now, what do the other dayanim do? Tana Rabban, Hagadol Shabbat dayanim kore. The greatest of the three dayanim who is involved, he's the one that does the kriya. Hasheni Mona, the second dayan, is the one that counts out the malchus. Vashlishi Omer Hakehu. And the third one is the one, Manich Maka, that screams out Hakehu. Bizman Shemaka Maruba, Ma'arich. Bizman Shemaka Muedes, Mekatzer. When there's going to be a lot of malchus, so the Gadol Shabbat dayanim reads the psukim very slowly. When there are fewer makos, he reads the psukim a little bit more quickly. He has to be makatzer to get all the psukim in. Wait, why does he read them slowly? Don't you just go back to the beginning of the pasuk to read it over again? Mitzvah letzamtzem. Really, ideally, you want to time it where you're reading the psukim in exactly as long as it takes to do the malkos. If it doesn't work out that way, so then you go back and say it again. Tan Rabban Makarabba in the Ella Makarabba Makamuedas Minayin says Makarabba. So I would only only know that the chazan is not allowed to hit makarabu many more than we assess that the guy could handle. How do I know you can't even hit him one or two more than what we assess the guy could handle? Tamalomar lo yosef. That's why the pasuk says lo yosef. Anything im kain, if it's us, to even give one extra makah, ma tamalomar makarabu. Why does the pasuk specifically say makarabu? Right, the pasuk says abram lakenu lo yosef pen yosef lakos aleila makarabu. So what's makarabu? Limit al rishonos shehein makarabu. That tells us that even just one extra one is considered to be, that or the makos that he deserves, the makos that he's supposed to get, are supposed to be a makaraba, that they're supposed to be with great kavach, with great force, that we give those malchus, so we don't give extra. But the ones we give, we really give it to him with as much power as we can. Niskalkel, we then said that if the guy dirties himself, so he's potter. So, and Rabbi Yehuda says, it depends on if it's a man or a woman. If it's a man, then he has to dirty himself, a woman, even if she wets herself. So Tan Rabban, Echel Ish V'Echel Isha, B'rei V'lo B'mayim, both men and women only if they dirty themselves. Divrei Meir, from Meir Shiter. V'idomer, Ha'ish B'rei V'ish B'mayim, a man if he dirties himself, a woman even if she wets herself. V'cham Omrim, Echel Ish V'Echel Isha, B'ein B'rei B'ein B'mayim. And the Cham say, either a man or a woman, even if they just wet themselves, they're potter. V'atanya, V'idomer, Echel Ish V'Echel Isha, B'rei. But we have a Braisa or a view that says that both men and women, it would have to take for them to dirty themselves, which is against what we just said in the Mishnah and the Braisa. The Rabbi Yehuda says that no, for a woman to wet herself, it's enough. So Amram Nachmar Yitzchak Shneim Shavim Berei. No, all this second Braisa means is that as far as dirtying themselves goes, that works for both a man and a woman. But Eina Chinami, for a woman it would work even if she just wets herself. Amr Shmuel Kaftu V'Ratzmi Bezin Potter. If we tied him down and then the guy runs away from Bezin, that's it. He's Potter. Meisvei. So the Gemara asks, wait a second. We learned in a Braisa Kala Ben Berishon Ben Mishnia. So that if the person is nisbaza, they dirty themselves, whether it be when we lift up the whip to hit him the first time, or whether it be when we lift up the whip to hit him the second time, he goes free. Nifsuka ritzua, if the ritzua snaps bishnia on the time we're about to whip him the second time, potrinosa, then he goes free. But barishona, if the ritzua snaps on the first time, ain't potrinosa, we don't let him go free. He's still got to get his malchus if it happens on the first time, because he never got humiliated at all. We didn't even get to be magbia the ritzua a single time. Amai, so ask the Gemara, why is it that if the ritzua snaps on the first time, we don't pater him? Lahavi karat, let him have the din of a guy who runs away from Bezin, where Shmuel says that he's pater from Malchus. So the Gemara says, no, you can't learn from Shmuel that even when the ritzua snaps, that he's pater. Because Hasam, by Shmuel, rats. He was pater from Malchus because he ran away, and that running away is a bizayon. That itself is embarrassing, that he's running away from facing his punishment. But Hacha, but in the case where the ritzua snaps, lo ratz, he never had any sort of embarrassment, so there's nothing to pater him with. There's no sort of kapara, there's nothing that he suffered to say that he would be pater. So the Gemara brings another braisa about being pater from Malchus if someone is niskalkal, if someone gets dirties himself. Tad Rabbanan Amadu, let's say we assessed the guy who's chayv Malchus, and we assess that l'ksheyil kekala, that the next time we hit him, he's gonna dirty him. He's going to soil himself the next time we hit him. He hasn't done it yet, but we know one more whip and he's completely going to soil himself. So potrinoso, we don't wait for that to happen. We don't hit him and then see it happen. If in our assessment it's going to happen, that's it. He's done. We don't go any further. L'ksheyetze mibezdin kala malkinoso. However, if we make an assessment, yeah, he'll soil himself, but not in Bezdin. He'll be able to make it out of Bezdin, and when he gets out of Bezdin, he's going to soil himself. Then we do it anyway. We hit him anyway. Malkinoso. Even if he soiled himself before he ever got the Malkus, we give him the Malkus. Shenemar viko vinikla. That it's only after he got hit that vinikla that we say that counts. Velo shekala kvar bebezdin. But not if it happens in Bezdin. Not in such a situation, we're not going to pater him. So essentially, there are three people that are pater from Malkus. Someone who dirties himself in one way or another at the time of the Hakla, or even before it, after they tied him down and they lifted up the Ritzua to hit him, or if they think that that's going to happen. Then you have someone who was already got one malchus, and then the ritzua snapped, And the third is someone who they tie him down to get the Malkus, and he somehow breaks out of the ropes, and he runs away from Beis Din. Even if he didn't get any Malkus yet, he'd be Pater as well. So those are the three that are Pater from facing the Malkus. Good, now we move on. The first mission of the Parak discussed Chayavei Krisos that were given Hasra'a for Malkus, and we said that they get Malkus. So this mission is going to explain what happens after they get the Malkus, meaning we know that Chayavei Krisos can get Malkus. That we learned in Daf Yud Gimel. What happens once they do get the Malkus? What happens to their Kares? And once we discuss that, we're also going to discuss the great schar of someone who does a mitzvah and someone who's Poresh Min Aveira. We're going to say some nice Agadic teachings in the Mishnah as well. So says the Mishnah, Kol Chayavei Krisos Shalaku Nifturu Yedei Krisasam, that anyone who's Chayav Kares and he gets Malkus is now Potter from Kares. Beis Din Shel Maila is Mochel the Kares. They're no longer going to be Chayav Kares. The Rishonim point out, the Rambam in the Perushim Shais, Dafka if he does Tshuva, Malkus without Tshuva is not going to Potter a person from Kares. The Balamor disagrees. Balamor says that the suffering of Malkus alone is enough to give him a kapara, even if he didn't do tshuva. Shenemar, where do we see in the pasuk that it paters him from the krisos? V'nikla achicha le'enecha. As soon as he gets his Malkus, he is now your brother again. He is now someone who is free of the sin. Meaning, so long as someone is Chayav Kares, he's cut off from Klal Yisrael. You wouldn't call him Achicha anymore. It's V'nichrusa Nefshehi Me'ameha. So he would not be Achicha. Once the Pasuk is calling him Achicha again, Sasser V'yaz Vengel points out in Gilyonei Ashas, it must be that he's no longer V'nichrusa Nefshehi Me'ameha. He's now part of you again. Rabbi Chanan ben Gamliel, that's Rabbi Chanan ben Gamliel tells us. Amar Rabbi Chanan ben Gamliel, Mayim over Avera Achas, Notu Nafsho Aleha, Ha'osim Mitzvah Achas Kama V'Kama, Shetinosim Lo Nafsho. So he says a positive spin on this, that if someone who does one Avera is able to take his Chayiv Kares, he loses his life for it. Can you imagine that what a person gets for doing one mitzvah? We know that Midah Tova is Meruba Midas Pranas 500-fold. So certainly is Tinasin La Nafsho. Rabbi Shimon Omer Mimikomo Hulamad. Rabbi Shimon says you don't need to learn that someone who does a mitzvah zocha to a life from a Kal V'chomer of Osa Avera. You can learn from the same parsha that describes Osa Avera as Notzos Nafsho. It's Mefurosh. Shenemar, Pasuk says V'nichrusu Anafashos Ha'osos V'omer Asher Yaseh Osama Adam V'chaybahem Hakola Yoshe V'lo Avar Avera Nosin Lo Skar Kos a mitzvah. That anyone who just simply doesn't do an Avera, anyone who refrains from an Avera, gets schar like an Osei Mitzvah. So you see that an Osei Mitzvah is Zocha to life. Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe Omer, that we learn the schar of someone who refrains from an Avera from the following. Harei Omer, it says in the Torah, Rach Hazak Levilteya Chol Adam, Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh, you shouldn't need blood. And think about it. Ma'am Adam, Shanaf Shalom Katzimenu. Blood is disgusting. No one wants to eat blood. Yet, HaParish Menem Kabel Sachar, if you refrain from eating blood, you get rewarded for such a thing. So, Gezel V'arayu, Shnaf Shaladim Esavelenu Machmadasan. So, things that people actually desire, stealing and arayos, HaParish Menem Alchis Kama V'kama, Sheyizkalol Dorosov, Atzov Koladoros, that a person is going to be Zocha for generations for staying away from eating those things. The Marsha raises the question, someone who eats dam is chayv kares, it's mefurish in the Torah, so what's the kal v'chomer l'gabi gezel? Gezel yinach chayv b'nafsho, which is less chomer than dam, obviously. So how can you make a kal v'chomer? So he says, maybe Rav Shimon Rebbe is somech on the Divrei Kabbalah that a gazlan is mischayv b'nafsho as well. They have a sugi baba kama, and at some level a gazlan is chayv b'nafsho. We had a whole sugi baba kama that it may even be that stealing is Yaharik Val Yavar, so we have to be assuming that it's more chamur than Achilas Dam. Rav Chanan ben Kasha Omer. Then we have another Maimer of Agada, probably the most famous one. Rav Chanan ben Kasha Omer. Rotzak Kodesh Baruch Hu Lezakos Shol Lefichu Chiblam Torah Mitzvos Shenemar Hashem Chafetz Man Sidko Yagdu Torah V'Yadir. Hashem wanted to give extra zechuyos to Klal Yisrael, so He gave us extra mitzvos that we would do anyway. Don't eat shkatzim and nevelos. Who wants to eat these things? So He gave us those mitzvos. mitzvah so that we could have extra zuchiyos the lahagdil Torah lahadir. Says the Gemara now. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, chalukim of chaverav al Rabbi Chanan ben Gamliel. Rabbi Chanan ben Gamliel is one that said that if you're chayiv kares and you got malchus, you're no longer chayiv kares. Not everyone agreed to that. Amar Vad Barava, Amri Be Rav. They said in the Beis Medrash, Taninan. We already learned that the chaverav of Rabbi Chanan ben Gamliel disagreed with him because it's a Mishnah Megillah that ain't vein Shabbos liyom Kippurim el shazez dono b'dei Adam v'zez dono b'ikares. The difference between the halachos of Shabbos and Yom Kippur is that if someone violates Shabbos b'mezid, he's chayiv skila in Beis Din, whereas someone who violates Yom Kippur b'mezid is chayiv kares b'dei Shemayim v'imisa. But if a chayiv kares could get malchus and become pater, idi v'idi b'dei Adam hu, then they're both chayiv b'dei Adam. So Rav Nachman Omer Hamani Rabbi Yitzchaki damar malchus b'chavi krisos leka. The Mishnah in Megillah must be assuming, like Rabbi Yitzchak, that there is no malchus for chayavik krisus. Titania, Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, chayavik krisus bechlal hayu. Chayavik krisus are included in the pasuk v'nichsa nefashas ha'osos that it says by arayos. V'lomi yatsus karis b'achoso. Why does the Torah have to identify specifically by the case of Baal Achoso that you chayiv kares? So ladonu b'kares v'lo b'malchus, to teach us that chayavik krisus for arayos are only with kares and not malchus. So that's why Rav Nachman says the Mishnah Megillah says that an onesh kares is only b'dei shemayim. That's like Rabbi Yitzchak, that there is no malchus. So you can't prove from there that Rabbi Chanan ben Gamliel's chaverim are cholek, because maybe if you hold that you do get malchus, that ain't a chinami, the malchus will pater you from the kares. Says Ravashi Amar Afilu Temer Rabbanan. You could even say that the Mishnah Megillah is going like the Rabbanan. Ze ikers dono b'dei Adam, ze ikers dono b'dei shemayim. Of course, if you get the malchus, you pater from the kares, but primarily you're chayiv kares. Who's going to go to Shemayim and tell us what happens when you get the Malkus? We don't always know what's going on up in Shemayim by going up to Shemayim and checking. If we have Psukim to Darshan, we can trust that the Psukim are an accurate reflection of what is in fact going on up in Shemayim. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Gufa and we'll catch up and try to finish the Masechta tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem.